Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Over the past year, one thing for sure is that the roads are quieter, a lot quieter, due to the restrictions, with many not making the commute to work every day. So the 5K restriction has been lifted, and, you know, people can go to 20K. So maybe there'll be more and more. I can tell you, I was out and about yesterday afternoon in Dunleary in my car, and I couldn't believe the traffic all around South Dublin. So how has the auto centres and mechanics been surviving during the pandemic, and how is their business fit and set for the future? So I'm delighted to be joined by three from said sector this morning. Kevin Quinn is the owner and of Quinn and Sons Tire and Auto Centre in Green Street in Kilkenny. Anne-Marie Murtha is from MF Auto Services in Dean's Grange here in Dublin. And Mark Murphy is from Mark Murphy Motors in Douglas in Cork. And before I chat with our guests, if you do have a text about anything auto or mechanic related, maybe send it in to us here and we'll try and deal with it as we talk to our guests. Kevin, I might start with you. Was it you that won the lotto down in Kilkenny? Is that why you're on the show with us this morning?
It wasn't, unfortunately, Bobby, no. But someone down here is very happy this morning.
Is that right? Tell us about your business, Kevin. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, we're a small auto centre here in Kilkenny, doing tire service and car sales. Been around for kind of 3 or 4 years now. But yeah, that's what we're doing down here.
We
found
the business. Your father was known as the tire man, isn't that right?
He would have been. He would have been in the business down here for a long, long time before he went out on his own.
Yeah.
45 odd years.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, because I actually knew him, because as you know, you probably know I'm from, that's my neck of the woods down there with you in Kilkenny. So tell us then, Kevin, about what's been happening in the last 12 months with the pandemic. Did business fell off, I take it, at the start, but I presume people still have to get their cars serviced.
They do, of course, yeah. And you know, like every other business, we did have to shut down for that 6-8 week period back in March of last year. Thankfully, we were allowed to reopen as an essential business. So that's been really, really good for us. I know there's a lot of businesses that weren't as fortunate. But we have seen business is continuing. It is down, but not as much as we would have expected. We're probably down 20 to 30% year on year. Unlike, you know, a lot of other businesses, they'll be down a lot more.
Yeah, okay. Let's bring in our second guest, Anne-Marie Murtha, Director of MF Auto Services in Dean's Grange. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, tell us about your business. I'd be interested in how you ended up in this business, because let's say from a gender basis, there's probably a lot more males than females working in this sector.
Absolutely. Well, I'm married to what I would consider a very talented mechanic, and I worked in the banking industry for many, many years. And during the last recession, I was made redundant, and I had always kind of said to my husband, you know, would you not consider going into business for yourself? So 10 years ago, we took a leap of faith, and thankfully, we're still here.
That's great. That's a great story. And what arm of the business do you work in, Anne-Marie? Do you?
Oh, I run the business operation and deal with customers and then negotiate with suppliers and stuff like that. And my husband's job with his other technicians is the job of repairing vehicles.
Okay, that's very interesting. Let's bring in our third guest now, Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy Motors in Douglas and Cork. Good morning to you, Mark. How are you?
Morning, Bobby. How are you?
Good. Tell us about your business, if you would.
We have a workshop in the middle of Douglas. There's four lads there, and we do a lot of repairs, servicing, and tyres. And like everybody else, we suffered at the start. We're probably down 20 or 30%. But we're busy, and probably can do work a bit quicker than we could have done before we'd have to wait a little bit longer before we could take a job on. So it has had one advantage in that we can turn work around faster.
Right.
But we have enough to do. It's gone, changed a lot, gone very technically.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Mark. We'll come back to that in a second. But what type is it, if a car has been left, I suppose, idle for the last 12 months, as you know, I even know from my own driving, which has been very limited, is that bad for a car if it's not being used?
It is, really, because like, apart from the obvious thing, like batteries going flat, you've tires losing pressure, you've brakes rusting. So the fact that they haven't been used for a few months counts against it and makes it a little bit more expensive to get it back on the road.
Right. So
ideally, if people could start it and drive around the block once or twice a week, it would help.
Okay. Anne-Marie, could I ask you about the testing centres and your relationship with, I suppose, getting work from people getting their NCTs and that kind of thing? Because are NCTs open or closed at the moment?
They are open, but there is a backlog from the times that the centres were closed during the lockdowns. So a lot, they're playing catch up and people are quite anxious about driving their vehicles. We're in a great position where we are very close to our local NCT centre, but we work with the NCT centre. So we are in a position, especially for people who are feeling very vulnerable at the moment, that we'll collect their vehicle, prep their vehicle, bring it to the NCT centre, get their tests done and return it to them.
That's a great service.
Well, I think it's been very beneficial for our older customer base.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done. That's a great initiative, because really you're solving a problem there. And again, with health restrictions and all that, it's the perfect solution. The NCT, I suppose, is a time, you know, when your NCT is coming up, you maybe think more about your car than you would ordinarily. So it is probably a good initiative to get business out of NCTs, either somebody who's getting one done, or maybe they're told to get something fixed after the NCT.
Yeah, we find that sometimes, you know, as the business is, you know, we would be concerned about maybe an item needing repairing on a vehicle, but it would ultimately pass the NCT. But we would still advise our customers, you know, that it could be, you know, a problem in the future, and that it's better to act now rather than later.
Okay. Kevin, if I could go back to you down in Kilkenny there, the type of car that we're now seeing, I suppose, emerge, the whole electric car thing seems to have been slow enough, but it now seems to be gathering, a pace, in that there's a lot more electric cars and particularly hybrids now on the road. What are the challenges that you face around that new emerging market, or are there any?
There definitely is, Bobby. We're starting to see a lot more hybrids and EVs, you know, your Renault Zoes and your Teslas are starting to come through the door. It is going to pose a lot of challenges, I think, in the future, keeping up with technology and the service buildings and how to operate these vehicles. For us, actually, we've decided to partner with one of the larger national chains in the next couple of months. That'll be going live. So that is going to keep us up to date with the training they offer, the support, and keeps up to date with technology. That's one way we've kind of had to adapt our business to make sure we keep up with the current trends.
So this business that you're partnering with, Auto Centre, I think it's called, is what do they provide a particular expertise around electric cars?
We've always been Quinnesland's Auto Centre. It's actually a larger national brand that we're switching over to join. They'd probably be fairly well known, but they have a long-standing history with the manufacturers, and they've got their own technical experts, and they offer trainings and all that kind of stuff. So,
I see.
That's it's the way we're going to be able to kind of keep up with the times a little bit better than if we were independent and operating out on our own, you know.
And can you tell us, Kevin, about how, from a technical perspective, if you're providing a service to an electric car versus a petrol or diesel car, what things are you doing differently?
Well, the most straightforward one is you're not changing the oil.
Yeah.
So obviously there isn't any serious. It's not your simple oil filter, air filter change. We actually haven't had too many of the electric cars in for services, the fully electric ones, because a lot of them there are so new that they're going directly back to the manufacturers. So we've only seen some of the hybrids come through.
Right. Anne-Marie, can I ask you your experience around this? And again, I think our listeners would be interested in the prevalence of electric cars coming to the fore and what the, I suppose, service implications around them are.
Well, at the moment for us, it's all about investment in diagnostics and training. And unfortunately, with the pandemic, that's kind of put the brakes on training for our staff. You know, there is a certain level of basic training that the technicians need in order to even lift the bonnet on an electric car.
Right. Yeah.
So any independent sort of garage are going to have to invest heavily in training and diagnostics going forward in order to be looking after these vehicles.
Okay. Well, I have a load of texts coming in, so maybe we'll just try and get through a couple of them. Is there a mechanics course that may be suitable for a transition year student, asks one texter. Any takers on that?
I'd recommend an apprenticeship, Bobby, on that one.
Go on. How does that work?
So you would have to contact some local garages in your area or some local dealerships.
Yeah.
And request to come on board as an apprentice, and they'll set you up then as an apprentice, and you join the scheme. I'm not sure which body is running it exactly at the minute, but it's kind of 3 months in the workshop, 3 months in school, 3 months in the workshop, and back to school and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
For about three years, as far as I know.
That sounds like a great idea. Another texter asks, I don't drive my car really now apart from Saturdays. Should I be starting my car every other day? That comes from Carl.
Yeah, you'd want to start it at least every second day, Bobby, to keep the battery charged up.
Right.
And make sure that move it just around the yard, even backwards and forwards, so that it's not sitting on the same position. And the tyres and the brakes are getting a small bit of use.
Okay.
So that when you do go to take it for your drive, it's ready to go.
And Kevin, maybe another one for you. Could you ask your panel that roughly should I change my oil? Let me see, roughly. How often should I change my oil? And is it something I can do it myself? It comes in from Jimmy.
It is something you can do yourself. I'd always recommend taking it to an experienced garage so you have a qualified, you know, technician doing it for you. Service intervals will vary depending on your vehicle, but it should say it in your service booklet, which should be with the owner's manual. But typically 12,000 to 15,000 kilometres on your normal kind of 1.6 or 2 litre diesel engine is probably what you're looking at.
Yeah. Going back to you, Anne-Marie, what are your thoughts around how your business might change post-pandemic? You mentioned there about investment in diagnostics. That's obviously one thing to change with the demand in the types of vehicles that are going to be on the road. Is there anything else you see that you'll have to adopt your business for?
Well, we've done a lot of adaptation, you know, obviously in recent months with the pandemic, and it will all depend on what sort of new normality the country returns to in the immediate future, in regards to us sterilising vehicles and wearing masks and dealing with customers. For now, I think we're just focused on looking after what's coming through our doors for now, purely because we had such a drop off in business for the last 12 months, and we just really want to let people know that we're here to look after you. And then I think when everything settles down after the pandemic, we'll start working on plans for the future.
Yeah, so you're probably right when you say that there's pent up demand out there. Maybe somebody who wasn't driving their car that often will now need to go and get it serviced if they're going to be bringing it back into more everyday use. Mark, can I ask you about your experience? I know you also service Jeeps and vans and that kind of thing. Are you preparing yourself for the move to electric vehicles?
Yes, we've had two lads gone away on training. There's a lot of health and safety implications on it. Plus there's a lot of new technical developments coming out. You've all these ADA systems there for the advanced driver warning systems. They all have to be learnt and recalibrated. So that's a completely new sector that's coming in with huge potential in it if you get the equipment and the training to be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge thing in the next couple of years. Every car being sold will have an element of ADAs fitted. So that is going to be...
I think you're right. You know, you guys will all have to prepare for that, because it's a business that's changing, and you can see the change happening out there before our eyes. I'll leave you on a text that says, my husband left his job in computer engineering and now works as a mechanic for the last 3 years. He's never been happier. That comes in from Geraldine and Sword. So there's some happy mechanics out there, and I'm delighted that three of them are on the show with me here this morning. Kevin Quinn, thank you. Anne-Marie Murta and Mark Murphy, thanks a million for joining us this morning.